Texte numéro 124. US political violence is surging, but talk of a civil war is exaggerated, isn't it? Dr. Garin Wintermute used to laugh off warnings of a civil war coming to America as crazy talk. Then the emergency room doctor in California saw the figures for gun sales. Wintermute, who founded a center to research firearms violence after years of treating gunshot wounds, had long observed that the rush to buy weapons came in waves, often around a presidential election. Always it fell back again. Then, in January 2020, gun sales took off. Just an unprecedented surge in purchasing, and that surge continued, he said. We were aware that contrary to prior surges, this one wasn't ending. People are still buying guns like crazy. Many were buying a weapon for the first time. Wintermute wanted answers, and they stunned him. A survey for his California Firearm Violence Research Center released last month showed that half of Americans expect a civil war in the United States in the next few years. One in five thought political violence was justified in some circumstances. In addition, while almost everyone said it was important for the US to remain a democracy, about 40% said that having a strong leader was more important. Coupled with prior research, these findings suggest a continuing alienation from and mistrust of American democratic society and its institutions. Substantial minorities of the population endorse violence, including lethal violence, to obtain political objectives, the report concluded. Suddenly, Wintermute didn't think talk of a violent civil conflict was so crazy anymore. The US has a long history of political violence and killings, including bombing campaigns by radical left-wing organizations in the 1970s, and more recent attacks from the right by anti-abortion groups and white nationalists. But now the greatest threat to political stability comes from within the power structure, including Republican politicians subverting the electoral system and further eroding trust in democracy. Trump's allegation that the 2020 presidential election was stolen unleashed actual and threatened violence, from the storming of the Capitol to the barrage of threats to kill election workers. The Justice Department set up a special task force to protect election officials after more than 1,000 were directly threatened over their unwillingness to declare Trump the winner in 2020. In December, three retired US generals said that Trumpism has infected parts of the armed forces and noted the disturbing number of veterans and active duty members of the military who took part in the attack on the Capitol. They warned of the potential for lethal chaos inside our military if the result of the 2024 presidential election is disputed. It really does feel a pivotal moment in American democracy, says Wintermute. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2022.